It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A record number of Coloradans are hospitalized with confirmed or suspected cases of COVID-19. More than 1,300 people are in the hospital, according to numbers released by the state yesterday. Infections have been surging in Mesa County, the Western Slope's biggest county. CPR's Dina Sieg reports.
Mesa County recorded 216 new cases Wednesday, blowing past its previous record by nearly 30 cases. Its COVID rate is now creeping close to some of the worst affected counties in the state, and it's seeing new deaths almost daily. The county's largest school district has outbreaks at 5 of its schools and says it's trying to continue in-person learning as long as possible. There are also outbreaks at a local jail, assisted living facilities, and a youth treatment center. It's a stark contrast to the spring, when even at Colorado's worst times, infections stayed low in Mesa County. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Governor Polis presents his plan for a state budget today. CPR's Benta Berkland has this preview.
The powerful Joint Budget Committee will hear from Polis about his spending plan. Polis's proposed budget serves as a starting point for negotiations. Ultimately, state lawmakers must craft and pass a balanced budget in the spring. The governor says his top priorities are helping the state recover from the pandemic and trying to boost Colorado's economy. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Fewer Coloradans are expected to travel this Thanksgiving. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Travel group AAA forecasts that about 900,000 Coloradans will travel this Thanksgiving. That's the lowest number in 4 years. The number headed for road trips is up, but experts say to expect big declines in air travel and other modes. Increasing cases and the hovering threat of stay-at-home orders could keep more people off the road too.